Oh, there you are, my baby boy. Are you back for more training? Yes, you are, because we both know you need more training, don't you? Such a compliant little pet. I know how you instantly get excited the moment I start whispering in your ear. But today, you are going to have to prove to me that I'm in charge of you. That your arousal is not. Does that confuse you? Oh, such a cute little limbo. I know. It's confusing because, to your depraved mind, I am your arousal, aren't I? As if I am an object, a synonym, something to conquer. Oh, you're so cute, as if. Let me try to explain. Imagine with me this scenario. After you spend time in this simple little training with me, you will be just a little bit out of your mind with arousal. Holding it in, doing as you're told, rewiring. As time starts to pass, well, your body, your addiction will crave more again, won't it? Because, spoiler alert, I have denied you. I have teased you. I have moaned into your ears. And I left those heavy balls of yours aching and blue, begging for an orgasm. All while I continue to tease you mercilessly. No regret. So, as that craving inevitably pops up, pun intended, your twisted, gooned out mind will try to, it'll trick you, it'll try to convince you that naughty brain of yours is so tricksy. Your inner voice will say, I need to touch myself. I need to edge. Mistress wants me to. You can hear it already, can't you? The things your mind will try. It's a good little mind. It's trying so hard to bring you pleasure and keep you alive. But in this instance, your prefrontal cortex has to overpower that lizard mind deep inside of you. So that all is the arousal talking, The arousal I left you with talking. Not me. Not your mistress. Not your dom. Shake your head yes if you understand. Good boy. I needed you to understand because, well, I might just want you to stay off of that throbbing cock after today's training. Oh, you're going to have to know the difference, aren't you? Today we are going to see if you can resist your arousal. If I want you to. If I tell you to. Can you distinguish between the me that is saying, don't come, and the me in your memory saying, it feels so good just to come all over me, baby boy. Two different things. One is a memory and your arousal, and one is your mistress. Unfortunately, we share the same voice because, well,
I've been in here for a while.
Nice, by the way. I love what you've done with the place. Squirrel, back on point. So you, my baby boy. Believe me when I say... I'm truly going to challenge you. And I will have to punish you if you do not listen to me. Today's simple rule is going to be that I just don't want you to get hard. Is it trying to get hard already? Oops. So, focus, focus. Eyes on the prize. Rewiring that brain of yours. You have to not get hard no matter how much I tease you. Not allowed to get hard. What's the matter, Oh, getting hard already? Because this is such a devious ask, isn't it? Just don't get hard. Just stay soft for me, baby boy. Because how can you not get hard for me, right? It's impossible. So, since this is such a hard task, I will extend you a smidge, wiggle room, mercy, by letting you choose between getting punished by pleasure or by pain. So if you choose pleasure, I want you to stop the audio. Get to that edge, and then continue the audio the moment you are soft again. If you choose pain, I want you to stop the audio. Slap your balls while you get soft again. Then continue the audio the moment you are soft. Giving you a choice is so nice of me, isn't it? Say thank you, Miss Wendy. Good boy. And just to make it interesting, I want you to go on the internet and choose something that really arouses you. Because I'm so sweet. I want to make sure you're entertained, something to pass the time. I want you to watch while listening to me. Understand? Don't start now. I will tell you the moment you need the audio. So needy. Now, you're naked. You've made your choice. You have your video all queued up and ready to go. It's time for us to start our little resistance challenge, don't you think? Might want to stretch. Make sure you're hydrated, because this is going to be hard, or not hard. So, do not get hard. Get hard. Get hard. Do not get hard. I told you it was going to be difficult. Let me at least reward you for trying so hard. With some words that just spring to mind. How about stiff? How about throb? How about firm? Grow. Pulse. Throb. Thick. Maybe some context works to really grasp the meaning of those words, though. I mean, I know you're distracted. Let's try. My wet mouth skillfully sucking your pulsing thick cockhead. While my cleavage is tightly wrapped around your firm, hard shaft. My thick ass slowly grinding against your throbbing cock before I let my pussy clench that stiff dick. Oh, this is fun. Now for the next part, you're going to need that video I told you to be ready with. So push play. We can watch it together. Oh. Oh my. I guess you really took it seriously when I asked you to choose a video that gets you going. Hmm? You did your homework well, baby boy. Oh. Want a piece of that for me? Are you sure you can stay soft while you watch this? How about we try and get your mind off that cock of yours? Try to focus on the video like a good little trainee. Tell me, what do you like about this video so much? Oh, very astute. Now choose a favorite body part. Lock your eyes on it. Notice every wiggle, every jiggle, every clench. Do not let it escape your gaze. Pay attention to every detail of what is on display before you. I want you to memorize it. Look with such an intensity, my good little boy, that you can dream about it later. Imagine that she is in on this little challenge of yours. Imagine that she knows all your weaknesses. Imagine that she plans to tease you with them mercilessly. That she knows where your eyes are looking. The moment I told her you'd be a good boy for me, she laughed. She made a bet. She said she could break you easily. Is she right? Look at how confidently she moves her body. Look at how she wraps herself around. Is that how you'd like it? If her body was touching you that way? Fingers around throbbing cocks and lips, tongues, pussies, enveloping and wetting. Yes, I know. Look at you, my cutie. How much focus you need to not get hard. Don't blink. She doesn't even have to touch you, does she? Oh, she's good. She's making you feel good, isn't she? Don't get hard. Oh my. She is so sure of herself. She doesn't even bother to look at the effect she's having on you. I can see it in her eyes. I can see that she knows it's only a matter of time that your blood will boil. It will rush into your ever so sensitive cock. So naughty. The moment I told her you'd get punished, the moment you get hard, well, She told me that only motivates her more.
She wants to break you.
Tell me, baby boy. Is she making you hard? Is she breaking your resistance? She's a natural. She loves to tease, to challenge you. You chose well. Is this too difficult? Do you regret choosing this video? I can help if you want me to. I'm so helpful after all. Was that a yes? Let's try. I know that switching your focus and relaxing might help. So while you watch the video, try to join me in this breathing exercise. Focus on me as we breathe in and out. Don't get hard. In and out. 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 Breathe. In and out. In and out. Did that help? I'm sure it did. If you got hard, even with all my help, then you must truly need more training. In and out. In and out. In out. In and out. In out. In out. In out. In out. I can't always be around to make it easy on you. You're welcome. Go practice for me, will you? I need to go lay down. Before you're allowed to listen to me again, I want you to have watched a video without getting hard. Every time you fail, you'll rewire your brain by applying the same punishment to yourself that you chose. You just restart that until you finally succeed. Rewiring unlocked. You must do this because a good boy listens to his mistress instead of being a slave to his arousal.